Just 10 days before leaving office, President Joe Biden is extending temporary protected status, or TPS, to more than 800,000 immigrants from Latin America who are currently in the United States legally. Biden's move complicates President-elect Donald Trump's signature plan to significantly cut immigration into the U.S. while also executing what he calls the largest deportation effort in the country's history. TPS is a program that allows immigrants to stay in the U.S. legally for a set period. It doesn't give them a path to citizenship, and the president can renew it. The latest decision allows 600,000 people from Venezuela and 230,000 from El Salvador to stay in the U.S. for 18 months. Normally, the program takes the status of a migrant's home country into account. In Venezuela, socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro took office for a third term as president Friday, January 10th, after an election the current State Department and Trump's Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio both said they considered to be illegitimate. While the Biden administration extended the temporary protective status, they did not expand the program to protect newer arrivals who are in the country illegally. Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance have both criticized the TPS program. In his first term, Trump worked to end TPS for migrants from multiple countries, but faced difficulties after migrants brought lawsuits challenging his plan. Ending TPS will likely factor into Trump's plans to drastically cut immigration and launch a mass deportation of migrants in the country illegally. Although Biden issued an 18-month extension, the Department of Homeland Security can revoke TPS if they give 60 days notice.